BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get out of the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is. The Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe.
What's up? There we go. Welcome back to another edition of the Boss Fest Podcast. How y'all doing today? Oh, man.
I'm Edwina.
I'm Kevin. She just jumping right in.
I mean, I just felt like you was going to start talking, so I was like, let me get my little, like, hey, it's me, you know, up in here early.
No, man, you know, I'm going to try to do my best to do the proper introductions, you know, sound man, production man, trying to make sure things look better. Because, you know, if I don't get it right, it's all my fault. So I'm just trying to make sure that everything is where it needs to be. Oh, man. What's your day today?
It was a day. The day be daying. And at the end of the day, the day gon' end.
End of the day, the day going in.
I mean, you know, those 9 to 5 be doing what they do.
I understand. So, today's topic.
Oh, I thought you was going to talk about your day. Okay.
My day, I guess I could. My day was unique. I had to support the business. From a remote standpoint, no.
Are you talking about our business or are you talking about your 9 to 5 business?
I'm talking about my nine to five business. It's been some transitions, so I'm trying to help and support in new areas and new people and things of that nature. So I'm just trying to make sure I can be the best person I can be to help facilitate growth. But beyond that, just a normal day. So now I can jump into it.
Yeah, let's do this. I thank y'all for working with us on the time change. We went from 7 to 7:30, but I appreciate y'all working with us on it.
You say you hear yourself.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to help you out. Better now?
Yeah.
All right. So today's topic is, it's all your fault. And the reason why we came about this topic, because everything is always my fault. No, but seriously, though, whenever you're going through life and you're dealing with things, sometimes you have to sit. Sometimes you take a step back and you try to reflect on, like, how did I get to this point? Good, bad, or whatever the situation is. And what I have discovered, because I can only talk about me, what I have discovered is that this process, a lot of places where I am today is due to an action or a reaction that I did before this point in time that brought me here. And sometimes when we always think about the term, it's all your fault, it's always brought up in a negative connotation. And sometimes, you know, good things happen, that's all your fault, but we only focus on the negative. But there's some things you do got to take a second step back and, like, you know what? I need to see where I can adjust and pivot and make sure I do what I got to do. I'm trying not to long talk to you because I see your face doing that.
No, my face isn't doing anything. I think you're on to something. And yes, I do still hear myself. But
what do you mean you hear yourself?
Y'all tell me how the sound is, if the sound is okay. Because maybe I'm just hearing myself like that. But nonetheless, so back to what I was saying. So I think you were on the right track with everything that happens is your fault. I think a lot of people like to blame others when things happen in life. So I'll use it as an example. When something goes wrong on your job, on your 9-to-5, let's say you don't get the promotion. Okay, so people are saying I sound distorted. So he just made some corrections because we're going to say it is definitely all his fault, like you said. But, you know, we'll let that be what it is.
I fixed it, I think.
But anyway, so let's say like on a 9-to-5, you don't get the promotion that you were hoping for. A lot of people will say, you know, I've been on this job for, let's say, 10 years. I've been on this job for 10 years. I put in and day out, you know, blood, sweat, and tears for this job. And they didn't see me as the right fit for the promotion. But then sometimes you have to think in that, did you make yourself the right fit for the promotion? Did you do the necessary steps, the research? Did you put yourself in the position of the job that you want to be in so that that way you made it hard not to choose you? So is it their fault for not picking you, or is it all your fault? And a lot of times as humans, we do try to play the blame game because it's never our fault. But what we're saying in this particular topic is let's take a look within and think about how we got to these different places we're in. You know, we're talking about our personal business. And when we don't do, or we're not successful in our personal business, you want to think like, what brought me to this point? And that could be even if you are successful, because either way, if you're successful or you're not successful, it's still all your fault.
I completely agree. This topic, it honestly hit home for me because it made me take a step back and try to assess some things. So season 3 of Boss Fest has been inconsistent. The reason why it's been inconsistent is because there's been a lot of moving pieces in our personal world that has impacted our personal business, right? So our 9-to-5 world has started taking on a life of its own, opportunities for advancement, career moves, just trying to figure out, you know, we're just trying to get ahead of the game and build ourselves up to a certain point, right? And we had a lot of great opportunities coming our way, potential moves and things of that nature. And we were trying to put ourselves, you know, on the winning side of that. Things didn't turn out the way we wanted to. And for a minute, I was like, man, you know what? This is all everybody else's fault. But you know what? I had to take that step back and say, you know what? Even though those things didn't play out the way we wanted them to, all of it is still our fault. And the reason why I came to that conclusion is because we started putting in the work early to try to be successful in our 9-to-5 spaces. And we didn't put enough strength in our personal business, which was why when we started making some of those moves, even though the 9-to-5 space was started looking better, the personal business started to take that suffer. And if we had just, you know, had been strong in both areas, which we have the potential to do, then it wouldn't have been that slippage.
No, I 100% agree. So once you evaluate things and you start looking within and starting to feel like, okay, let me stop placing the blame on other people and let me take ownership of what this looks like, then the next question becomes, how do you change? How do you become a better person?
You change by correcting the things that, you know, were opportunities and expanding upon the things that were, you know, wins for you. And I'll take a step back. So last week episode, we did a pre-recording with Portia White and the full figure models for the runway model show that's going down.
If y'all didn't check it out, go check it out. It's on Spotify, YouTube.
Right. That's going down on June 7th, right? And when we went into that space, we set up our equipment, we set up our sound, we had everything going good. And based off of everything that I could see, everything looked okay. When we came home and we got the content and I started digging through it, I saw that the camera and stuff started micro glitching. The problem is, this particular camera has always been giving me challenges. And depending upon what type of mood it's in, it depicts me differently. Like right now, The same camera that I used for that event is showing me right now. And as I look at it on my screen right now, I seem clearer. I seem a little bit brighter. Like, everything looks better. But this will be the same camera that weeks ago, it went, you know, be like, man, it's a dull look. It's a dull look. It don't look good. It don't look right. Do what you got to do to fix it. And I'm like, you know what? My cheapness has caused me not to go get a better camera, because in my mind, I just need to fix what I got. But I need to just, you know, do what I got to do and improve on those things. And even though the camera is working well now, I know it's a liability. So if I just would have resolved that earlier in my work, in life, that probably wouldn't have been a liability in that situation.
The interview with the ladies was absolutely amazing. So
it was amazing.
If you missed it, definitely check it out. If you don't have your tickets for the fashion show that's on June 7th, definitely get that. Based on like sitting down and talking to those women, it is going to be an amazing show. Make sure you're in attendance. Like, they are going to put on for the city. So definitely do that. But I don't want to negate what was just said there. Like, let's make sure we spend the necessary time.
Yeah, spend the time.
On what we're saying. Go ahead. Because when I say, hey, this is all your fault, you feel as though I'm picking on you or I'm saying something derogatory or coming for you. But it's literally me pointing out, hey, this is something that, let's say, you took ownership of and you did not follow through on what needs to be done. So now you're saying, hey, I'm going to take ownership and I'm going to say it's all my fault. But remember, when I said it was all your fault, it was a problem. So it's cool if you do it, but it's a problem if I do it.
Yes, that's for anybody, though. Nobody wants someone else to point out their flaws, which is why we cut people off and we shortchalk them when they're criticizing us, when we know they have a valid point. How many times have you been in a situation and I had a valid point and you like, man, he got a valid point, but I ain't trying to hear that stuff. And you may try to end the argument early, or let me say the debate early, or you don't want to continue the conversation.
Like, are you saying me as a person?
I'm just saying yes.
Because I think you're talking to the audience, because me as a person, I love a good debate. So I'm going to say, no, I never do that.
Not if you don't like to give me credit when I'm winning in a debate.
I give you credit when you're winning, but we still going to debate about it.
So if I won the argument, why are we still debate?
I don't know, because I don't know what argument we're talking about. What I'm saying is I'm going to find the debate in any situation.
So you're going to find a debate in any situation. And because of that narrative, or because of those characteristics of you, I automatically go into a defensive place sometimes, because sometimes it's challenging to hear good information or the best course of action from the people that's closest to you. If a stranger walked up to me and said, man, Kevin, man, dang, man, I seen the show, man, and the camera was just, you got to really, like, you got to fix that. And
I'd be like, you know what? Brandon Nixon said, what's a memo? He said, what's a memo?
He said, what's a memo?
And in his best way to say, he was saying, bro, what is this? You should like literally change what you're doing.
I understand what you're saying, but there's also someone else. The reason why I even bought this particular camera is because of another person that has his own black, we call it, news outlet, Roland Martin, for the first 4 or 5 years of his show, used this particular camera and he had to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
But he has more experience with setting up the camera angles, the colors, the stage and lighting like that, which gives it a better angle. I just fixed the placement of the camera today than where I normally place it, and I can tell it's already a difference.
Right, but even in you describing why you got the camera, it feels like you are trying to say it is Roland Martin's fault. And the whole purpose of this is we're saying it's not his fault. It is your fault.
It's my fault. It is my fault. And there's a difference between me saying, explaining why I got the camera, and it's another difference saying, I don't want to use a different camera. So I know why I got the camera. I know I need to adjust and change it. But that's just one scenario.
So I think you bring up a good point, is explaining sometimes looks like excuses, and it still sometimes feels like placing the blame. So if we leave the camera conversation and we're just talking about in life, right? So let's apply that to a relationship. So then that way we leave the business realm. And like, let's say that the husband is cheating, right? And ooh, not you as a husband. I just want to preface that, because
not
still,
me as a husband.
He's still alive. So black, I want y'all to understand that.
Man, black man don't cheat. Continue.
All right, so let's just say the husband cheats now, right? And he's explaining why he cheated. And that's the explanation in his mind why. But doesn't that feel like I'm placing blame to the, like, I'm not taking ownership and saying, hey, it's my fault that I cheated. So the explanation feels like not taking ownership. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, because if anybody can deflect blame or minimize the impact of the failure in a situation, we're going to always take that course. We're human. We can know 100% that, man, I didn't do my part, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at a situation. I'm learning now to, I'm starting to hate butt people, right?
Butt people?
I'm starting to hate butt people.
Okay, explain it.
So a butt person is that individual you're having a conversation with, and as you explain something to them, they say, yeah, but.
Okay, okay.
And I realize I'm hating some of my own characteristics because I am a perfect example of a butt person.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
So I'm learning as I'm going, getting better.
Okay.
And I can see and say, man, yeah, but I just want you to see my point. And I hope that you see my point well enough that you leave me alone on the rest of the points. Like, yeah, I want to take ownership, but I want you to see that you could possibly have an impact in this too, which led us down this path versus just saying, you know what? It's all my fault.
I mean, what we want to do is we want to be better, right? We want to be better in our personal lives, better in business, better friendships. And a lot of times that takes just taking accountability, right?
Right.
Because when we were talking about the podcasts and being consistent, what I said was I need to take ownership of that. When I'm traveling back and forth for work and the time zones are different, it messes up when I feel like I can be available. So we need to take ownership of that. Could we have done a pre-recorded show the whole time? 100% we could have.
We could have.
It's the laziness that stops you from doing that. So whose fault is that? That is our fault. So then it stops the consistency. People start asking, well, do y'all go live at 7 o'clock? Do you even have a podcast? People were asking, are y'all even together based on the content like that I was putting out? But the point is, when you don't do what you need to do in your business and you allow other things to come in, it leaves room for people to speculate. And that is your fault.
It leaves people the opportunity to control the narrative of what you're trying to build. And as we're sitting here having this conversation, I'm reminded of a conversation I had leading up to last year's Boss Fest. So 2024 was a little bit of a challenge for us. We put ourselves out there a little bit. We focused more of, we told everybody, you know, 2024 was about our daughter, right? Senior year, getting ready for college and all that stuff.
I thought you was about to bring the word, but I don't know what's going on.
Okay. I am going to bring the word. So, but,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
we focused on our daughter. And that's what, and that was our butt moment. Oh, because it's our daughter, this is why we struggled to do this or build the energy we need for 2024. So as we was gearing up, trying to now rev it up at the, in the fourth quarter, we wasn't seeing the traction that we saw in 2023. So what I started doing was I started reaching out to people saying, hey, what's going on and things like that. And I had a particular conversation with an individual and the things they told me was like, hey, you know what? I don't know if I really want to attend your event and stuff like that. Other people ain't really feeling y'all like that. They don't really see value in what y'all doing. It ain't me though. It's just, you know, it's just the energy from these other people.
And tell me if y'all ever had somebody like that who just make you feel like whatever your idea is ain't really hitting. Like it's just not popping off. It's not them, but other people feel like whatever you got ain't. I guess really you shouldn't be doing it, right? The person right. that just makes you feel like your idea is just trash.
So as I was hearing that information, I had to stay in the game, right?
But did you stay in the game?
I stayed in the game to get through that moment.
Okay.
But it was messing with my spirit.
All right, so it shook you a little bit?
It shook me a little bit, but you wouldn't have been able to tell in the moment because I held it together.
Okay.
As I was able to now process all of that information, I said, you know what? The reason why that shook me is because I didn't control my narrative. I allowed someone else to control it, and I believed in what they started to say. I started to doubt my value because we took our foot off the gas. We didn't put the energy we did in 2024 like we did in 2023. Even though we still had a great and successful show and it created a lot of energy and a lot of buzz, I'm like, man, you know, we could have went harder.
I feel like 2024 was actually a move. Like, that was a really good show. And as you said, we didn't go as hard as we could have gone. And I feel like it went great.
Right. But within that conversation I was having with that individual, I say, you know what? It is my fault that I allow these type of energy to impact my world.
Is it also your fault that 2024 didn't go the way that you wanted it to go?
It's absolute. But I put a butt in it, though. The reason why I didn't go the way I wanted to is because I was trying to do what I need to do for our child. So even though it didn't look good, you know, it was a butt. And I realized, you know,
so I think people do that all the time because that's the excuse behind it. You know, I didn't go as hard in my business. I'm not doing what I need to do on my job. But because I got this going on, I can't really focus on this.
But because I got this. But
because, you know, this on the side. So for all the 9-to-5ers who had a side hustle, which, you know, we are talking to you. When you're saying, hey, I can't focus on the side hustle and I can't build my brand because I got this 9-to-5 that's holding me down. That is your butt. We want to take that out because it is your fault that you're not successful. You literally know that you have a 9-to-5 that pays the bills. You got to start from your 5 to 8 when you get home and get that brand moving. And that is what we are saying is in the last few weeks, that is our fault.
It is our fault. And we started doing little things to make changes in our world. But the first change we had to do was recognize that it was a problem. We had to remove the butt. In our business, why didn't Hypnotize Me be as successful as we wanted to be? Oh man, you know what? The CBD game messed up. They ain't really letting black people in there. Every time we try to get a bank, it was just this issue and that issue. Anytime we try to post
I'm gonna tell you.
Every time we try to post something, those things on social media, though, are valid points. But
okay, no, but
if there is a but
okay.
I'm just saying, I got to get out of I have to get out of my own way, or we have to get out of our own way. There are opportunities that where if we just went harder with certain things, we saw traction. But because we saw the opportunities that come with trying to run a CBD hemp business and the challenges that presents itself to any business owner, we allowed those things to continue to affect us. I know the business can still be great. I now, if I choose to go back into that path, I have to make sure I go into it with the right mindset.
100%. So I feel like the CBD business, and this is just my own thought process, is probably not the right business to insert in that way. And the only reason why I say that is because when we were advertising on social media, we didn't get one page shut down. We got multiple pages shut down.
We got multiple pages.
Anybody who tried to support, we got their page shut down.
They page shut down.
So it's not that it's, hey, go harder in those instances. There were real roadblocks. And in life, there will be real roadblocks. You got to figure out how to maneuver and get around it. Because there are a lot of times, I mean, that's why businesses fail, right? Well, they say the majority of businesses fail within the first 3 years.
3 to 5 years.
It's because you come across those roadblocks and you never thought they would be there. Like, you thought, I'm going to start business, I'm going to be a millionaire, and I'm going to be, you know, in my Lambo like everybody on Instagram. And then when it doesn't work out in your first 90 days, you quit. And roadblocks will come. You just got to know how to maneuver them. And you have to understand that the person that goes past those roadblocks and can maneuver them is the one that's successful. And you're not successful because it's your fault.
I'm just trying to not be the butt person no more.
I appreciate you trying to not be the butt person, because you have a lot of butts and we're just going to talk about them. You have, but the budget is $20,000, dear. Don't go over it. But you have one headline speaker. Why do you need two? But Do you need two couches on this stage? I don't feel like you should have that many couches.
No.
Should we go to Atlanta one more time?
We have to be realistic as we approach things and actually speak about it. So it's a difference, but I'm glad she brought that up. It's a difference between not going hard and going crazy.
No, what you gotta, mean is the difference in playing it safe and putting it all out there, because the people that are successful are willing to put all of it on the line. Like, no one ever reaches success and reaches that millionaire mark playing it safe. If I'm comfortable, which let's just say most of us are comfortable, right? If I'm comfortable, I'm not making $1 million. I'm not going, you know, across the line to be the huge success. I'm just playing in a safe zone. If we want to play in business, that's cool. I mean, like, let's just be honest. It's our fault that we want to play. But if we want to play and we want to have fun and, you know, like, oh, pity, you know, a patty cake around with everybody and network and be cool, you know, that's cute and all. But are we trying to be successful? And in order to be successful, you got to skirt the line of what that is. So you tell me why you're saying, hey, it's all my fault and you're not being the butt guy. Are we looking for success or are we just playing?
I think we were stumbling through some things. I don't think we played it safe, but I don't know if we went hard enough. And the reason why I say that is because there's been plenty of times we're looking at the account and we getting closer to the Boss Fest event. And it's like, man, what do we do? We pay the mortgage or do we pay the speaker? Do we pay the mortgage? Like, do we pay the water bill or do we pay this? And it's like, man, we got to pay this. So to me, we went hard. Like, to me, I don't think we played it scared. We wasn't playing it smart. I think once we start playing it smart, and then have to play, and then have to go hard, that's when we're going to start to truly see that success that we've been reaching for and grabbing.
So this comment says, you have to be, well, I guess I can't see the comment.
Oh. I was trying not
to. You got to be organized and prioritized to get the butt out of the way. Agreed. I also think what you have to do is you have to be dedicated to what the business is. And I think we're talking about what that looks like. So I think what you're saying is just a different way to be safe. So I want you to say right now, like, if we're playing safe and we're staying comfortable, it's all your fault.
And here go the challenge with all your fault is when people put their failures on someone else.
No, because what I want to say, so that's what you say, but I want to say, if we lose everything and we put it all on the line and we're not successful, that's all my fault.
And you got to understand, and I get it. So there are certain stigmas that exist for men as we try to make this thing.
Are you about to talk about a butt?
I'm going to talk about a butt. But for a man,
I don't know what a man had in the comments, because you about to just butt us to death and now it's not going to be your fault.
His responsibility is to protect and provide. I need to protect what we're trying to build and provide more to it so it can be grow and be successful. Whenever there's a threat to that, those things that I'm trying to protect, the butts kick in harder. Like, yeah, I know. Yeah, but.
You
know,
but we're having a conversation about taking the butts out. You were literally saying you don't like the butt people.
I don't.
But now it's okay to be the butt person?
I didn't say that. I'm talking about
the
situation.
I mean, help me understand.
I am helping you understand.
I'm confused.
You're not confused. You just don't want to hear what I'm telling you. I'm understanding that there's opportunities in this process. I don't like being the butt person, so I need to fix how I approach each situation so I minimize my ability to say but.
Okay.
So for me to do that is I have to think about planning, strategy. How does it look? So if you want 1,500 speakers on the Boss Fest stage, how does that look from a financial standpoint?
Did we just go to 2-day conference? Did we just go to a? Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap up this episode of the God dang.
No. So I'm listening. If I want 1,500 speakers on the Boss Fest stage,
then there needs to be a plan for it. It can't be, oh man, such and such done called me 3 weeks before the event. They trying to get them and they sister them on the stage.
Nobody ever says that. You just make it up stuff. Nobody ever said me and my sister them want to come on the Boss Fest stage. And I was like, you know what? We need you and your sister them. Let's go.
No, what you do is, hey, see if your sister and them want to get on the Boss Fest stage. I don't got enough people on the stage.
Y'all. Listen, when I tell you he just making up, that has never happened.
Listen, I wish it was a sound that people could hear when they listen to this on Spotify, on their Apple Music, like the lip turn up sound. Somebody need to invent the lip turn up sound, because boy, they going to get paid.
I mean, you could have a button that says BS. But the point is that didn't happen. And I would tag some people in the community that could have my back. I don't even know people that have sister nims in the first place.
You understand what I'm trying to allude to. You stuck on the whole phrase of sister nim. But
my friend nim, my cousin nim, yeah. Bring whoever else with you. I don't know of those type of people. So I'm just telling you that didn't happen.
Okay. So we're trying to expand the brand, expand the business. We have to think about it from a strategic standpoint so we minimize but. Because regardless of what happens, good or bad, it's our fault.
Yes.
I even think about, you know, the state of our relationship. And I look at other people's relationships sometimes. You know how you try not to judge people, but it's human nature to judge and measure yourself to different things. And I'll be like, man, we got this right, but why can't we travel like them? Or we do this here, but why can't, like, man, like, you know what? If we're not
achieving. Comparison is, what do they say, the thief of joy? Did I say that right?
I don't know
if I said it right, but you just shouldn't compare yourself to other people.
Nope, I don't believe. You know what? There's a measuring of everything.
Well, because when you compare yourself to someone, you don't know what their struggles are. Like, if people look at us, right, and they're like, oh, they look, let's say they look bougie, they look rich because they can put on Boss Fest, but they don't understand the struggles. Like, they don't realize that, how old were we? Let's say 19, 20, sleeping on the floor, on a mattress on the floor for years till we got this right. Like, this isn't just we popped out yesterday and we were together.
A lot of
this
20 plus years
of trying to figure out this relationship thing and understanding, like, if I like you and I like you today, but I might not like you tomorrow. And that's just the reality of what we live in. But people have to understand, like, when you compare yourself to what someone else is, you don't realize the backstory that went into that. Like, there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that gets into this, and a lot of 9-to-5 where we gave up personal lives to be successful in that, and COVID transitioning to, like, hey, hold on. Are we making money for them, or should we be transitioning to try to build a lifestyle for us that sustains, that can sustain, can substantiate, whatever the word is, through the test of time? You was going to say the word?
I'm just going to watch you struggle with it.
Oh, I be doing that now. Yeah. Nonetheless, the point is, COVID really taught us that, I don't want to say making money for the man, but you get the point. And we need to bring our own businesses in the community and build our own brand. And we do need to do that while we still have a 9-to-5, because there is a lifestyle that we have to support. But back to the point is, that would be if someone was comparing themselves in a new relationship to what our relationship is, that's not something that you can compare, because that's 20 years plus built into this, building this from sleeping on the floor in a mattress in an apartment for $500 that we couldn't even afford to pay then. So the point is, don't compare my now to, you know, where you are. They're two different things. It shouldn't be done. Same when you're looking at somebody in business who got a Lambo. I'm like, oh man, that Lambo look good, man. They just started a coaching program and now they got Lambos. Well, I don't got no Lambos. You don't know what it took for them people to get them Lambos.
Hey, what you saying?
them might not even be their Lambos.
I hear what you
know like 15 people who don't have Lambos and just be posting pictures with Lambos. I seen one on my Instagram yesterday. You shaking your head because you Ooh. Seen one on your Instagram yesterday too. So, now I know you don't got that Lambo. I know you're in real life.
Jesus.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Jesus. Two of them. I seen two of them.
Jesus.
All right.
I didn't see anything.
Y'all check y'all social media because if I know them, maybe y'all know them too.
My social media dry.
The point is, don't compare. Go back to what you were saying, dear. I took us all down the wrong path. Said some messed up words that I didn't do right. Go back to what you were saying.
We go to something else. That was just wow.
About the comparison?
Yes, because
it made a point though.
It didn't. Everybody tries to measure themselves against something. So if we ain't saying we comparing ourselves, it's a measure. As an athlete, I measured myself against the teammates around me and the people I competed against. In business, I have to measure myself against the competition.
So who's your competition in business? Who do you measure yourself with?
Who do I measure myself with?
In business. That's what I said.
So I have been measuring myself against the wrong people.
Who are those
what
people?
I should have been comparing myself or trying to see, you know, what I can learn and grow. So who I've been trying to compare myself to is the people that's doing multi-millions, the Grant Cardones, the Myron Gooden.
Oh, Lord.
Our teachers and stuff like that. Like, man, why ain't I doing what they do? It is crazy, right? A kid try to compare themselves.
Well,
to
okay, if you're comparing yourself to, let's just use Grant Cardone because you said Grant.
If you
comparing yourself to Grant Cardone, his catchphrase is 10x everything. Are you 10x in anything?
Yeah, man, I got $10, so I'm putting $100 towards it. I don't have his money, so yes, I'm 10x.
He says 10x everything in what you do, not what you pay. So if I'm gonna call one person, I'm gonna call 10 people. I'm going to call those 10 people 10 times. I'm a 10 exit. It's not a price. It's a behavior.
See, I need to compare
myself. How are you comparing yourself to Grant Cardone and you don't even understand it?
Right. So I need to watch a little bit more.
Yeah,
so
I get a better comparison. I feel like I'm stuck. I just want to walk away.
I just got to find a better comparison. I got to watch it more. So
let's say that you were comparing yourself to Neo. And Neo says, how I do
anything
is how I do everything,
right?
Do you believe in that philosophy? How I do anything is how I do everything.
Absolutely, because when we started the whole grant writing process, I was trying to compare myself on how he deliver a message in the same way, and it sounded like trash. I'm trying to use some of his catchphrases.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're imitating. You see them do something mm-hmm. and you're trying to imitate that behavior.
I thought it sounded great. So I'm imitating. I'm comparing myself. I'm trying to measure myself to something because if I don't have a base point to guide myself, it's like, all right, where's my comparison?
Right. But I don't think imitating is bad. So that's the whole thing where people are saying like, I'm a social media influencer. Your job is to influence other people. So if you see someone doing a video similar to yours, then you should know I influence that behavior. So that's different. You need to have someone that you can, you know, mimic and that influences you until you find your vibe. So when you say, hey, I watch Neo deliver, you know, his mastermind and I try to do it like that, I think that's the right behavior when you first step out, right? It keeps you from being so nervous and you kind of have a cadence to follow until you become your own person. You say, all right, I don't like how Neo did it. He's too, you know, mechanic with it. I want to be, you know, easier going and flow with it. Now you come into your own. Like everybody can't be ET, but you can watch ET and you can say, I understand his behaviors and I like XYZ that ET does. I take a little bit from ET. I take a little bit from Neo. Maybe I take some from Grant Cardone. I don't know. But then you start becoming your own person. So I don't think that's bad, but you're imitating, not comparing. And I feel like there's a difference.
Okay. There may be that subtle difference in that piece. And we'll let that play out.
So, because there's people that I see on social media that I follow and I really like the way that they deliver a message. And I can say, hey, I'm a fan of yours. And it's okay to be a fan. I follow your content because I like XYZ that you do. I don't think I'm comparing myself to them because I'm not in the same place as them. but I do like them from a fan standpoint. And I think that's a difference. And sometimes in our minds, we don't understand the difference of certain things. Like when you're following someone on social media, you become so attached, you feel like Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? Like something happened in Beyonce world. Why is everybody else crying? That had nothing to do with you. So you have to separate yourself from like the celebrity in it. But I do think it's okay to, you know, be influenced by some behaviors if it helps you.
I got you. So I'm gonna pivot a little bit.
Okay.
So topic is, it's all your fault.
Yeah, I think we should have named it, it's all Kevin's fault, but go ahead.
Fair enough. But there are certain situations where people are blamed for the outcome of situations, and it may not necessarily be their fault. And my pivot is like, I think about, you know, when you're out in the club, like you, if you're out in the club and you see that chick and she dressed very provocative, right? And instead of you approaching her like a woman, like a lady, you approach her how she's dressed. And
I don't know where you're going with this. It's getting very, very
what?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Why are you already shutting it down?
I mean, I'm listening.
I'm pivoting.
Okay, well, I'm trying. Take us on a journey, please.
Let's take us on this long ass journey like you did earlier. All right. And so sometimes people are like, man, you know what? You need to treat me how I am, not how I dress. So that, especially I sit here that with women and all the time, especially when I look at social
media. You heard this on social media, but listen, you're saying it wrong.
So what, how I need to say it?
So what they said was you treat the woman like the environment that she's in. Okay. So I want you to treat me like what you expect from me, not what you see right now. Meaning that when you approach a woman at the club, you treat her like basically a prostitute. I want you to come home. It is what it is. She in the club. She got on a short dress. I'm treating you like what my expectation is in this moment. But what she wants you to do is I want you to treat me like the expectation of any woman outside of this environment. But continue your story.
Got it. So is it her fault that she's not getting treated the way she wants to be treated in that environment?
No, it's all the person's fault that's approaching her.
It is?
Yes, because...
So you dress provocative. So there's one thing to dress sexy and...
Are you saying sexy and provocative are two different things in your book?
I guess it depends on how you define each. I think people have different things. So if you look like you selling pussy...
Wow.
I'm just saying, I ain't going to say it like that. Maybe I should have said selling cookies. If you look like you selling cookies, you shouldn't be mad if somebody trying to buy cookies.
No, what's important in the scenario that you said, and I don't know where you're going with this, but nonetheless, is the two of them are in the club. He's approaching someone in the club environment. You should expect her to be dressed on like however that club environment dresses, because I feel like whether she's with the theme, whether she's with whatever people are wearing in that time frame, you are both in the club. So approach her like this is the environment in which you saw me. I won't always be in that environment. You're telling me that the CEO of a company can't go to the club and have a good night out and wear a short dress? Is that not allowed? And she needs to be approached like she's selling cookies because you saw her in that environment? What if you got a job interview with her the next day? Now look what you did. I'm saying you should approach her how you would approach any woman, regardless of the environment, whether you met her at Target, the club, the church, whatever. Approach her as such.
Approach her.
But what's the point?
That's the point. About being whose fault? And you want to say now it's somebody else's fault.
It's the man's fault. So if he's saying like, hey, yeah, she mad that I approached her this way, he needs to say, dang, that's my fault because I shouldn't approach her that way.
It can't be both people's
fault. You want it to be her fault because she dressed that way.
I'm saying it's
both
parties.
And I'm never going to say it's her fault that she dressed that way. She's allowed to dress for the environment. What do he have on? He got on a shirt with the chest hairs out and like some, I don't know what y'all wear, tight skinny jeans. Are we wearing bell bottoms now? Because Kendrick brought them out. Whatever we're wearing, you are both dressed for the environment that you're in.
He might be dressed like a cookie buyer. I don't know.
Well, you it was very easy for you to paint a picture about her. Now you don't know what he got on.
No, what I put a theory.
So the same thing is saying, so if a woman approaches a man and this was like on social media and it was saying like, hey, I don't eat at Cheesecake Factory. I'm approaching you saying that I am better than that. And y'all had a huge issue with that. the point is that you're asking whose fault that is. I think there's a lot of different layers in that. So if we just leave the club environment, I'm going to say it's the man's fault. If we're talking about now the woman saying like, hey, I don't go to Cheesecake Factory, I think it's her fault. Like, you need to, you know, look at the men that, you know, are attracted to you, or that.
What type of men you attract?
Yes. So I'm just saying, I think it, and what you're saying, it depends on the different scenario.
Sound like we're saying the same thing, but you want to change the location.
I did change the location because I didn't agree with your club scenario.
So because of the location, it changes?
Yes, I just changed the location 100%. That's what I just said.
It's crazy. I just find that very biased.
I think sometimes in life, there are different layers for things. While we're saying yes, and scenarios are all your fault, what we're asking people to do when you're talking about all your fault is think deeper than you. Like, if you go months in the past and you think about where you are today, the house that you have, the car that you drive, maybe the job you work, all of those things are a result of some decision you made months ago. Though that means that where you are today is literally your fault. So we're asking people to dig deeper and think about that, because there's a lot of times we place blame on outside parties instead of taking ownership within our own house. That's the whole point. What you're doing with your whole club scenario is saying, hey, you know, she over here looking like a cookie buyer so she can get it. So it ain't nobody's fault. She did that. She no, like, sir. That's not what we're finna do today on a Wednesday.
She look like she's selling cookies. Them mints and all.
Again, hey, that's not what we're doing.
Look like you selling cookies. You can't get mad when somebody trying to buy cookies. That's all I'm saying. What?
I just have a problem with your whole preference. So we're gonna leave the club scene.
Pick another scene, and I'm still gonna have.
We don't have to pick another scene. I'm just saying, like, if I feel like going out with my friends and dressing whatever you want to call it, that's how I'm dressing. That don't mean that I invited some cookie buyer.
If you leave out the house half dressed or half naked, and then get frustrated because somebody treats you like you half naked, is it their fault or is it your fault?
It's their fault. I already said this is literally.
Got it.
How many times are you gonna ask me the same question?
I'm just trying to make sure. So, just saying, ain't nobody trying to buy cookies from the woman dressed like she going to church. That's all I'm saying.
No, I feel like they probably try to buy cookies from her too. So I don't even understand.
I hear you. Okay.
You just don't like that your scenario didn't work out.
I don't like that you now trying to dismiss fault.
All right. So let's say that you had a friend that you thought was a certain type of way. Let's use this election, right?
Okay.
Because I'm assuming that you lost some friends with this election.
I didn't lose not a single real friend, but I definitely lost a bunch of fucking associates.
All right. So whatever. Is that your fault or is it their fault?
It's both.
So how was it both?
It's both because the associates I ended up socializing with didn't completely share my views and my values.
Are you saying after the breakup? Or are you talking about before? Like the people that you're not friends with no more?
I'm saying associates, the people you saying.
Your besties. Okay.
Now my besties?
I just want to preface what they are. Okay, go ahead.
I already defined what they are. You trying to change the narrative. So there were opportunities to build something or have something, and we established, hey man, this might be certain type of connections we can build. The election did bring out a lot of different character traits in a lot of people. People's marriages got it separated from this stuff. Households divided, families divided, communities divided behind an election. And now you're seeing the impact of those decisions, and both parties think that they were right still.
You think marriages really were broken up behind this election?
I think some relationships ended behind this election. It was a whole black woman campaign. I'm going to go cancel out my husband's vote.
Yeah, but I just thought that was for social media.
It might have been for social media, but I think some people took it literally.
The problem is people take social media literally, and it's just for that, for social.
Social media is just for social. It shouldn't be taken literally unless someone is actually providing real tangible information and facts. It should all be taken for entertainment purposes. the fact that people are becoming famous with a camera on them while they sleep is crazy to me.
You watch somebody sleep?
Listen, these kids are watching influencers sleep. They're sleeping.
I want to get an OnlyFans.
To do what?
I'm going to do some feet pics. Because if they can get famous sleep, then I think I can take pictures on my toes.
Why did you lift up your leg like you're going to show it in the camera?
Oh, I don't know. I really lifted up my foot
everybody,
in case anybody wanted to join my OnlyFans for the feet.
People who could not see the feet because it didn't go up that high. We're like 2 inches off the ground. She want to do her OnlyFans for her feet. Go ahead. Run your OnlyFans for your feet.
All right, y'all heard it here.
Hey, some got to pay for Boss Fest. Let's go.
But, okay, so you do think marriages broke up. So back to the story with the associates. Yeah.
I just feel that both parties played a factor because real conversations wasn't had before it started, before maybe business decisions or that whole I'll ride for you conversation started to happen, right? Or we can move and do these things together.
Explain that. Some kind
of what I'm saying, you know, when you meet somebody, it's like that. Oh man, whatever I do, you want me, whatever you need from me, or whatever I can do for you, just let me know and I'll do it, right?
So you feel like sometimes in relationships and friendships, that conversation comes up too fast.
It comes up way too dang fast. Okay. There should be a vetting period. Hey, this is me. This is what I'm looking to get out of said situation. This is you. This is what you're looking to get out of said situation. How do those things mix? And this remains business before it go personal. I think a lot of interactions try to go into a friend space.
I agree with you. I cannot debate that at all.
And it should stay in a personal space until the friendship develops naturally.
You mean a business space. It should stay in
It should stay in a business space until the friendship develops naturally. And even then, when we talk business, it should be business.
I agree with you, because then through business, you can decide if you like each other to make that be friendship. But we're too busy trying to be friends where cloudy is the business. And then when someone has a personal decision about something, now we can never do the business because y'all are separate.
Yep,
did I understand that correctly?
Yep, because now we in our personal feelings.
Okay. But if we'd have kept it business, would we be in our personal feelings?
It depends on, I guess it depends on the business opportunity. I think there's a lot of things where people can grow in advance. And if they didn't get in their feelings, there was some great opportunities.
Okay. And that's their fault because they got in their feelings.
Yes, but it could have been a good move. It's their fault. But just because something's your fault doesn't mean it's a bad play.
To be in your feelings?
Maybe being in your feelings in that moment saved you. Or maybe being in your feelings hurt you. But it's still your fault.
I'm just trying to understand, like, you know, what the train of thought that you're having. So that's why I'm asking. But it makes sense, right? Sometimes relationships need to be just business until they can, you know, blossom into something a little bit more than that. And sometimes I do believe you need to be in your feelings because you're so business that maybe you're not seeing the red flags in this relationship. And if the personal side of you could stop, you know, getting into a situation where you saw all the red flags, but you still proceeded, per se. I mean, just my guess behind it. Okay.
Yeah, so to go back to your original question, I did not lose any friends. All my friends are still my friends. Some associates whittled away, but I don't ever burn bridges. I just allow people to.
You don't burn bridges ever?
I try not to burn bridges. I can't say if I did it or not. I try not to. I just don't. I'm not fighting you to cross the bridge anymore. I'm not going to beg you to cross my
bridge. So you're saying when you end a situation, you leave the door open. So if they want to walk back through it, they could.
There's opportunity. But
you would welcome them with open arms.
I say with open arms, but hey, you knock on the door. We got to have a conversation. Like, okay, let's sit down and have a conversation. Let's talk. But it ain't going to be, I'm going to slam the door in your face. But
So you think people that slam the door in people's face are like, don't leave the bridge open, are wrong?
I think that bridge is burnt when you slamming doors in people's face. Once you got to the point where you like, man, I'm done with you completely. You can't talk to me. Matter of fact, I'm so frustrated with you. I don't even want people I know to talk to you because I'm going to now become mad at them.
If they talk to you.
If they talk to you.
Okay.
I think that's what happens a lot in our communities. And
people have personal like feelings and then they tell other people like, you can't talk to them either because mm-hmm. I'm mad. Okay. Just making sure I understand.
And if now you associate with them, then now I see where your loyalties lie because they should be lying with me and my feelings versus you and your business.
So what you're saying is you feel like sometimes in minority communities that we're shunning people's business because something happened with somebody else and I'm loyal to them. Like, this is my friend, so I can't mess with your business.
I see it all the time on social media. And like, we broadcast it so much, it's toxic. Maybe my algorithm only showing me that.
I don't know. Talk about it, because this is interesting.
I'm just saying, like, I believe that there's a lot of opportunities in our community that if someone that you knew wasn't in their feelings about that person, that a lot of business ventures could have been met and a lot of doors could have been opened to grow and expand brands. I didn't even realize it was such wars. I didn't realize it was such wars out here when it comes to like food and stuff, right?
Okay.
So I seen a post the other day and it was a comment like, man, I see now a lot of y'all really don't mess with me. Y'all know me, but y'all don't really do me.
Okay.
And I'm like, dang. What brought on that energy? And is it because, you know, you feel like people don't shop with you all the time or what it is about? Was it somebody that said something? Is some type of conversation? Like, why put that energy out there? And it was just, it baffles me sometimes.
Maybe it was someone trying to be like funny.
Could have been, but it didn't read as funny to me.
Okay, so, but in that person putting that post out there, you feel like it's their fault? Like, so if people don't mess with them, is it their fault?
In a way, yes.
Okay.
Whatever you put out there, good or bad, it's your fault. So let's say that you, let's say you got a business that people would mess with,
mm-hmm.
but maybe the people you mess with, people don't want to mess with.
Okay.
Because of my last statement of how we don't want to continue to build with people because of who they may or may not associate with, it impacts them. It's your fault.
I can see that, but maybe it's not like we don't want to mess with them. Maybe that person has closed themselves off. Ooh. I don't know, but I'm saying because
I like that.
I'm thinking about what you're saying as far as like in the communities. And I've been in situations where, let's say, a business partner or whoever, like we ended the situation and they go off to a new group. And now I feel like that new group who's never met me and doesn't know my name, like from anything, now feel some type of way because, you know, you walk in a room and you feel energy and like, I've never met you before. Why we got energy? And then you realize, oh, now, you know, this is a new like click or whatever. And you start understanding, I guess now y'all all have energy because this person has energy and their story is whatever they made it, right? Like, I'll be the villain in anyone's story because, you know, that's just what it is. But maybe you've closed yourself off because you've taken that narrative that person said and you've owned it to yours. And without knowing, you become the person that's closed everyone else off. So maybe it's not that they don't mess with you, but now you've isolated yourself so they don't feel like you're inclusive to everyone else. You only for that clique of people who you mess with.
Oh.
But you understand what I'm saying?
That was
because I've seen different things and I'm like, oh, well, if you with that clique, I'm not with that clique. Like, okay, then that means that's not for me.
Okay. I got that bar.
That's the case, then that would be their fault.
Their fault.
Yes.
Listen, so we're going to stop it there for tonight.
I feel like we could keep going because I was going to say some things that was your fault.
I know. You want to say some more things that's my fault.
Yes.
And you're probably right.
Yes. I know.
We're going to end it there. We thank y'all for tuning into the Boss Fest podcast. Listen, If you like the content, go like, subscribe. Go subscribe on YouTube. Go subscribe on where you listen to podcasts. We put the content out there. You'll be surprised just by going to these platforms, subscribing, and hitting the notification bell brings our content up into the algorithm, and we gonna build it slowly and organically. We understand that our conversation isn't the typical conversation. It isn't that gossip and he say, she say. It isn't that that messy conversation that can get 1,000 views and stuff like that. It puts people in their emotions and their feelings real quickly. Our conversations are designed to make you kind of think not only about yourself, but expanding and building yourself up. And the one thing I learned in the 5 therapy sessions I took
in 2024
is that people really don't want to hear what they can do to improve themselves, because if they actually heard it and took it into consideration, they might be frustrated with where they are today.
Are you people?
I'm people.
Okay. We ain't gonna get into it.
I'm people. I feel like I'm doing great. Let me phrase that. I feel like I'm doing good, but I could be doing great.
How you do anything is how you do everything.
I could be right now living the best life I want to live if I didn't get kicked out of college, if I didn't allow myself.
Wait, you about to take us in a whole new podcast episode. A
whole new podcast.
No, so what I want to say, again, if you guys don't have your tickets to the fashion show June 7th, make sure you get those. Chris King also has an event June 7th. So check out his page.
The gala?
Yes, it's the gala.
So the Gentleman's Gala, Chris King. It's a lot of different things going on. Listen, shout out to everybody who showed up to the Boss Fest
networking event
this weekend. Z and Simone from the Black Market.
Are you going to name everybody? We appreciate everyone. We had it at the Obscure Wine Company.
We had it at Obscure Wine.
We will have another networking event June 14th. So stay tuned for that information. We are scouting out places right now. So if you know of a great place to hold a networking event, please inbox us. We're looking for that information. I know Krista also has her Mother's Day event going on. I believe that's May 3rd that's happening. I went to the last couple of Mother's Day events hosted by Krista, and they were absolutely awesome. I know the host this year is none other than Chandra Blocker. So, you know, we ride for my dog. We will not be in attendance, so I'm just gonna say that, because we are picking up a college student and also having a 17th year anniversary. Is it 17 years? I'm not sure.
It's 17 years.
I be forgetting. It's been so long. It's like a jail sentence sometimes. Anyway,
all your fault. You didn't have to say yes.
It is all my fault. It is. I'm gonna take ownership of that. So there's a lot of great events that are going on around our local area. So I know you could be listening to this on Spotify, but there are a lot of great events going on in the Central Florida area, and we do our best to showcase and announce them. So if you know of any events happening and you want us to announce them on the podcast, definitely inbox us for that. We will be launching the Boss Fest tickets soon, so stay tuned for that. The date is October 5th, so lock that in your calendars, because it's going down October 5th regardless. This year's show is going to be bigger and better. And as Kevin said, we not taking our foot off the gas. We all gas, all go. That's all I got for announcements. And the church say,
amen. We out. Peace.